This is a dictation for Jason Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R. Mr. Tucker, a 48 gentleman. I know him from prior hospital admissions. He has requested to overlook his dialysis care at Mount Pleasant beginning this month of September. I saw him today. He follows closely with Dr. Abid, A-B-I-D, Khan, K-H-A-N, because of chronic pain, degenerative lumbar disease with sciatic, he's been dialyzed for the last 1-2 years, secondary to diabetic nephropathy hypertension. Failed attempt of left-sided wrist AV fistula. Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O. A brachial AV fistula was done and eventually transposition. Is still not working well. Will need further revision. In the meantime, he's been dialyzed through a right-sided femoral tunnel catheter. He uses EPA machine at night. He has severe neuropathy, in part related to diabetes, with restless legs and severe insomnia. Recently added back low dose of Nurantin on dialysis, 100 milligrams. He used to take like 900 or more in a daily basis. He also recently added on Mirapex on top of his Tramadol. And other medications. Appetite is good without any nausea, vomiting. He denies blood melena. He's still making urine. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. He needs to bring his medication list as the ones on record are not matching his active ones. He does smoke but denies alcohol, marijuana, or drugs. I did a review of system on physical exam, blood pressure, normal upper, distant breath sounds, no RALS, no pericardial rap gallop. There is obesity of the abdomen, right-sided tunnel dialysis catheter, no major peripheral edema, some degree of edema. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. His target weight is 124.3. He's close to target, representing 4-5 liters or less. Blood pressure high in the 140s, 170s over 70s to 100s before. By the time he goes home, 120s, 160s over 70s. He dialyzes 3 days a week. Presently, dialysis catheter. He does a 2-potassium bath. His clearance is acceptable between 1.26, 1.35. Anemia, well controlled at 10.8, normal white blood cell platelets, good levels of iron, ferritin saturation, A1C at 6.5, potassium in the fours, normal albumin, upper fours, metabolic acidosis 18 to 22. Poor control phosphorus has been around 7 to 9. He says to be compliant with FASLO. We are going to add Wembella, given calcium already is in the upper side at 9.4, PTH not appropriate at 253. He has prior evaluation at University of Michigan for a transplant, but he did become inactive. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, achieving target weight, monitor fluid intake, blood pressure stable, problems with the AV fistula as indicated above, added Wembella for phosphorus control. We'll re-explore transplant once he has better management of his back pain, sciatic, neuropathy, and sleep apnea. Discuss with patient, nurse, and dietitian. All questions answered. End of dictation.